Good morning.
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 So we started now speaking about Emunah. And as we heard yesterday, Emunah translated as faith or belief. Bitachin is related, but it's not the same as Emunah. Bitachin, trust, reliance. What's the difference between Emunah and Bitachin? Emunah is something conceptual. It's something in a person's mind. It's something in a person's heart. But it doesn't mean that he actually lives his life based on that faith, based on the trust. That's where, based on the belief. The faith and the belief comes out practically through Bitachin. Can a person go through his life and have the faith, have the belief, but not have the trust, chas v'shalom, the Bitachin? Can a person go the other way, have the Bitachin, but not the Emunah? So the Ramban tells us that a person could have Emunah. He could believe in his mind, in his heart, but when it comes down to it, when he's in a crisis, he doesn't know how to apply it. He doesn't know how to not resort to something, a desperate way to pull through the situation, because he doesn't have the idea and the concept of Bitachin, of the trust and the reliance of Hashem. But if a person really has Bitachin, and when it comes to a crisis, when it comes to his ishtadlis, how much effort a person should put into something, that Ramban says, it's not possible that the person has Bitachin, but he's missing in Emunah. He's missing in the belief. How could one work on attaining this belief and attaining this faith? There are so many powerful svarim. There's books. Rabbi Ashir put out a whole series on Emunah. If a person spends some time reading through some svarim or books that talk about Emunah, some Be'ez Hashem that will bring him to get it and fill it in his life.